from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. The homeless encampments under both sides of the Algonquin Boulevard underpass are gone, for now at least. City workers moved in this morning and moved out beds, mattresses, and other items used by the squatters, the number of whom remains unclear. On hand in case they were needed were Living Space, the Canadian Mental Health Association, and other social service agencies, along with Timmins Police. Sergeant Robin Carter says the whole purpose was safety for the campers and the general public.
The reason why we're here is just to keep the peace. The last thing we want to do is charge anybody. We don't want any type of negative dealings whatsoever. It's simply to keep the peace and to assist our community partners in keeping these folks safe.
Living Space was going to find beds for the campers to occupy. With less than 24 hours to go before Hurricane Fiona makes landfall, people across the Atlantic provinces are lining up to stock up on essentials. Meteorologists are calling the storm historic in magnitude. It's expected to bring hurricane-force winds and more than 100 millimeters of rain. Fiona is on course to hit eastern Nova Scotia late tonight before slamming into Cape Breton Island early tomorrow. Quebec's lower north shore and southeastern Labrador will feel her wrath early Sunday. Well, you're not alone if you've been thinking hard about spending money. Amid sky-high inflation, retail sales fell for the first time in July. StatsCan reports retailers experienced a 2.5% decline at their tills compared to the month before. Gas sales, despite lowering prices at the pumps, declined in volume. Food, drink, and clothing weren't exactly flying off the shelves either. Experts warn the softening of retail sales indicates consumers are not spending money in light of sky-high inflation and the warnings of an imminent recession. Here's something you can cross off your long-term to-do list on Sunday. You can take that old money you've been meaning to have looked at to determine its real worth to the main branch of the Timmins Public Library. Timmins Coin Club Publicity Director Oris Larinu says members will be there.
I encourage people to bring their coins and let me take a look at them and see if there's any value before they take them to the bank or spend them, because you never know, you might have that one gem that might be worth $2.
That service takes place between 1:30 and 4:30 on Sunday. In Country 93.1 Sports, NOJHL action tonight at the MAC has Blind River meeting the Timmins Rock at 7:30, and then tomorrow night at 7, the Timmins squad welcomes Elliott Lake to town. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.